Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 19th, 2019. I'm Rich Schiraffolino. Facebook updated their statement regarding Instagram passwords that were stored in plain text on their servers. Initially, the company claimed tens of thousands of passwords were stored that way, but now admits it affected millions of Instagram users. A little bit of a rounding error. Facebook clarified to Recode that there is no evidence of abuse or misuse, and that they will be reaching out to affected users. Authorities in the southern Chinese province of Guangdong gave approval to Tencent to begin selling the Nintendo Switch console. Sources tell Reuters that approval in Guangdong, where Tencent is registered, will open the door to sell the console nationwide. Netflix is planning a new 100,000-square-foot production office in New York City, which New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo says will provide up to $100 million in investments to the city. The offices will supposedly house 127 new executive employees in New York City that Netflix plans to hire by 2024. That includes content acquisition, development, production, legal, publicity, and marketing positions. Netflix has also leased around 161,000 square feet to build sound stages and support spaces in Brooklyn, New York, which could potentially support thousands more jobs. The USDA launched a two-year pilot project to let individuals on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program shop for groceries online. The pilot will initially roll out in New York State, and SNAP benefits can be used at Walmart, Amazon, with no Prime membership required, and soon, ShopRite. The pilot will eventually expand to Alabama, Iowa, Maryland, Nebraska, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington, with more retailers expected to join. Microsoft announced the acquisition of Express Logic, makers of the real-time operating system for IoT, ThreadX. The OS currently has over 6.2 billion deployments, and Microsoft plans to integrate it into the Azure IoT Edge portfolio. Google announced YouTube Music will be free on Google Home smart speakers and speakers that support Google Assistant. The free service will be ad-supported and available in the US, Canada, Mexico, and parts of Europe to start. In extremely similar news, Amazon began offering access to music for free with ads through its Amazon Voice service to non-Prime subscribers in the US. When a user requests a song, it launches an Amazon playlist or station that contains it. Begun the ad-supported smart speaker music service wars have. Google announced it will block sign-ins from embedded browser frameworks, aka browsers launched within apps, starting in June. In a post on the Google security blog, the company stated the move is being made because Google can't differentiate between a legitimate sign-in and a man-in-the-middle attack with an embedded browser. Google recommends developers switch to browser-based OAuth authentication to get around the block. Ming-Chi Kuo says Apple plans to upgrade the front camera in the 2019 iPhone from 7 megapixels to 12 megapixels. Kuo also said that a triple camera system will come to the 6.5-inch and 5.8-inch OLED iPhones, which would support a super wide-angle 12-megapixel lens. Kuo's report also reiterates that the 6.1-inch iPhone XR successor will also adopt a dual camera system this year. And finally, pour some out, MTech announced it will end service for BlackBerry Messengers for consumers as of May 31st, 2019. But all hope is not lost. Following the announcement, BlackBerry announced it was making the end-to-end encrypted messaging platform BBM Enterprise available to individuals immediately on the Google Play Store and coming soon to iOS. BBME will be free to users for the first year and cost $2.49 every 6 months after that. MTech initially partnered with BlackBerry to expand the BBM consumer business back in 2016. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.